Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo hopes to raise $1.5 million through a capital campaign by October 1st. Sally Reams is CEO of the nonprofit organization, which treats addiction and mental illness. She says boilers, air exchange systems, and roofs all need to be repaired or replaced.
We don't have an electronic medical record, which I understand most people in the 21st century do. And there are just a lot of things that duct tape can no longer hold together. It's true. There are places in the building where the carpeting is actually held down with duct tape.
The Community Healing Center's Healing Families, Mending Broken Hearts campaign is now in its public phase. Reem says about three-quarters of the goal has been raised.
You know, when people are coming in for service, and I think this is important to remember, they're not at their highest point. They're not feeling exactly great, like, oh boy, I think I'm going to go in for detox today, or I can hardly wait to see a counselor and tell her how miserable my life is. So we really want to have the environment reflect not only the quality of the services, but reflect hope and help and healing, our favorite H words.
How many people would you say are depending on your service?
In a year, we probably see close to 3,000 individuals. And that does not count the number of people we see out in the community where we're providing prevention services. Can't even keep track of all of those. So I think we're touching a lot of lives, and there is definitely a multiplier effect when you help one person in a family, and maybe you don't see the whole entire family, but I think there is that spinoff then that happens.
Is the capital campaign in any way a reflection of more people seeking or needing the type of services you provide?
There really is a reflection of that in the capital campaign. One solid example of that, Gordon, is that at Gilmore, where we do our detox and residential services, there's one giant room that is full of nothing but paper files. And that is close to our detox area. And we were like, oh, if we get rid of these paper files and scan them all, we could get three more beds in here for detoxification. And right now there's a huge demand for detox beds. And if you put people on a waiting list for ER care, you know, that's not a good idea. And it's not a good idea, but we do have to have people on a waiting list for detoxification care. So opening up three more beds, and that really increases our capacity at Gilmore by 15%. And that's a huge leap for us. And if you're one of the family members that's waiting to get your loved one in care, that's going to be a good example of how we do that.
And does that go back perhaps to the fact that things like mental illness and the need for treatment are getting greater attention? More people are aware of this now than perhaps were aware of it 20 years ago, last time you did your capital campaign?
Right. I think that's true, Gordon. And I think we've seen a lot of examples where people are coming forward that weren't able to or ready to before. It wasn't discussed as much. It wasn't out in the open. I know we've talked before that there still is a stigma attached, but there's more willingness on everybody's part to talk about it. We're looking forward to the new healthcare bill that's going to treat addiction and mental health issues as an illness and not as a separate siloed part of health care, but as an integral part of physical health care, that you can't heal the body without offering equal care for healing the mind. And we know that that's going to bring on more call for us to be prepared to open our doors to even more folks. And, you know, when somebody's going to trip over a bucket because we're catching raindrops, we need to be prepared and graciously welcoming people.
Sally Reams is the CEO of the Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo. Links with more information about their capital campaign can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.